I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I am a marriage and family therapist, licensed marriage and family therapist. My license number is 104464. I am registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can find out more about Chico Creek Counseling at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. And my co-host today is Melinda Haynes. She is also a licensed marriage and family therapist. What are your numbers again?
102308. That is my license number, and you can find me online at healplaylove.org.
Wonderful. Okay, guys. So on Mondays, we talk about therapy-related topics because we're therapists who happen to love Jesus. And today's topic we're going to talk about is actually that topic, therapists who love Jesus, because we have found that a lot of folks in the Christian community feel like going to see a psychologist is taking things into your own hands, and psychology is somebody playing God. And we are psychotherapists. I think I just used the word psychologist. That's someone who has a PhD.
Yeah, no, we're not that.
We're not that. We're
maybe
a psychotherapist.
One day.
So I'm kind of done with school. A master's degree was a lot of work, and I'm kind of feeling done. But that's beside the point. So Melinda and I have been kind of having a little conversation on our own about it, and we decided, you know what, we should take this to the air because this is a really good conversation, and I bet other people would just enjoy it. So we thought, instead of talking to you guys today as like educators, we're just going to talk to each other, and you get to be
eavesdroppers.
Eavesdroppers, yeah. Okay, so
in a good way.
Yeah. So where were we when we just dropped off? We were talking about how a lot of folks think that a therapist is walking around playing God, telling people what to do with their life.
Right.
But, and some, you know what? Some people are.
We're
human. Sure. There's humans. Mm-hmm. We're all humans. And there are people out there who have that kind of ego. That exists.
Yes.
That does.
That does.
Melinda and I don't have that kind of ego.
I hope not. We do. Call us.
Yeah. If you notice
pray
us.
Pray for us.
Yeah, pray for sure. And the folks over at Chico Creek Counseling, they're all Christians. And they have the humble, like God is in this. Oh, so the way the conversation started is I sent her a text the other day. My client left, and sometimes, you guys, something will come over me. We're in session and things are going the way things are going, and suddenly words will just kind of start coming out of my mouth. And then my client will leave and I'll say, wow, that was a really good session.
Yeah,
Where did that come from? Mm-hmm. That definitely, like, I don't even know where I learned any of that. That was from the Lord. Like, thank you, God. Thank you for joining in this session.
Yeah, that happens when you're saying things and you're like, is that really coming out of my mouth? Because this is awesome.
Yeah,
and you know that, like, this is, you might have studied it. Or something, you might learn something along the way, but for this to be said or to be, you know, like verbalized right here in this moment, there's power in it. And it was just like the perfect timing, and you weren't even maybe going to go in that direction.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you have like this wisdom, and it's just like this like aha, like amazing, like beautiful wisdom. Mm-hmm. And you're able to speak words of life into your client, even if maybe it's not necessarily a Christian counseling session, a Christian client, but the wisdom and the words are there.
God's wisdom is there for you, whether
regardless.
You're a Christian or not.
Exactly.
You're his child.
Exactly.
And he wants healing for his children.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so when you get to be a part of that.
Oh, it's glorious.
It's amazing. It's so humbling.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we have a choice in that. You know, therapists or counselors could be like, oh, I did that. High five to myself. And take the credit, or they can realize where it came from.
Oh,
and you know, give God glory for that, because you're being his hands and feet mm-hmm. you know, and mouth.
Yeah.
You know, by engaging with people and working with people in a way that he's called you to do.
Yeah. You're filling the gift that you're fulfilling mm-hmm. the gift that he gave you and yeah. the calling that yeah. he called on your
yes.
life.
Yeah.
And so we were looking up some scriptures before we came in here today. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how a lot of them say to seek wise counsel and that mm-hmm. a fool goes by his own. What was that one? I think I still have it up. Let's see. It's really hard to just only talk to you and not talk to the listener. I thought we were just going to let them be an eavesdropper, but we're still talking to them. Sorry,
we love
guys.
Them.
Yeah, we love you guys. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. And that's Proverbs 12:15. And then Proverbs 11:14, where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Mm-hmm. And Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. And I mean, and you were saying a little bit ago that when you find someone who is a Christian and who is walking their own path with the Lord and open to the Lord's voice rather than mm-hmm. taking credit for it and looking for their own understanding. That, and I think that's kind of what these Proverbs are talking about, not just like seeking out any old counsel.
Right.
But
somebody,
counsel from the Lord.
Yeah, a brethren or sister in in Christ.
Yeah. I can hear the music starting to lead out to our commercial, but since we're going to a commercial, if we start a new topic, it's going to get cut off. Let's just give folks our information. You can get a hold of me and learn more about me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com and Melinda at
HealPlayLove.org.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. And I just want to remind you guys that while myself and my colleague and friend over here, we're both licensed marriage and family therapists, and we come to you each week to talk to you about topics related, that this is not a substitute for your own psychotherapy. It's less than 30 minutes of giving you information about a subject. So if we trigger anything in you, I want you to please reach out to somebody in your community who is skilled and educated to help and qualified and licensed or at least registered to help you work through those topics, because everybody's topic is so unique to their own life experience and the way that they experience that topic. So one person might have depression and it looks a certain way, and another person's depression will look completely different. So it's really important that if whatever it is that we're talking about triggers you, not to just wait for the show next week, but talk to somebody in your community. There's marriage and family therapists, clinical social workers, clinical psychologists, who are all have gone to school for further education. And then from there, you can suss out their qualifications, if they would be a good fit for you, and if their niche is appropriate for your niche, for your needs. So we were talking a little bit before we started our radio show today, the difference between counselors who happen to be Christian and Christian counselors. Mm-hmm. Because for me, for the most part, for most of my clients, I'm a counselor who happens to be Christian. Why don't we first tell them tell them your definition of what the difference is between the two.
Okay. So this is my idea that I understand.
Mm-hmm. The way you understand this, it.
Yeah, the way I understand it about how you can be one or the other, or you can maybe be a mixture of both. But a counselor who's also a Christian is perhaps somebody who does not bring their faith at all into the counseling room, into the therapy room.
Oh.
So they're a Christian kind of, I don't know if you can really separate it, honestly. I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so, but if you're a Christian counselor, so not only are you a Christian in your own private life, but you are a Christian in the counseling room and you do Christian counseling. That's my understanding. I could be wrong.
So the way I understand it is a Christian counselor is someone who you would go to for biblical advice. Mm-hmm. Like, what does the Bible say about divorce? My husband and I are going through this, and we feel like we're ready for a divorce, but I need to know what the Bible says about it. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's interesting.
That's how I view Christian counseling. And me.
So that person might not necessarily be very helpful because they could pick out scriptures and beat you over the head with them.
Right, because everyone has a different denomination in the way they interpret the Bible.
You know,
and so I think that takes away from the actual counseling.
Yes, yeah, just to quote scriptures that somebody isn't counseling.
Yeah.
I've seen people beat women, especially over the head with the God hates divorce thing, when they're in an abusive relationship.
Right.
So they're, you know, there's domestic violence happening, and you've got a Christian person that's like, oh, I'm going to give you some counsel. God hates divorce, so, you know, stay and pray harder. Rather
right.
than like actually getting, you know, some safety. I'm not saying, yes, let's all go out and have a divorce.
Right.
However, like there is time to make sure that you're safe and your kids are safe.
Right. Yeah. So when I think of a counselor who happens to be Christian, which is how I've always kind of identified myself, mm-hmm. is that my clients who come to me who are also mm-hmm. Christians know that my ethics are aligned with their ethics.
Yeah.
And when they say, well, this is where I'm going with this, I don't judge them. You know, I understand like where their reasoning is coming from, because
yeah.
I'm not just someone who is like an atheist or an agnostic or a Buddhist. And I'm like, well, I don't know what you're thinking about with that Christian stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'll do my best to help you along your path, but I disagree with it. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's not my place to interpret the Bible to my clients, but okay. to understand where they're coming from.
Okay.
And I give God the glory. I pray most mm-hmm. days before my sessions.
Yeah.
Or at least not before every session, but at the beginning of my workday.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, when I walk out of the room and I'm like, mm-hmm. well, that was the Lord in there. And
yeah.
sometimes when I have a client coming in and I'm like, oh, this guy, he's really hurting. Lord, I know I'm going to need you today.
Yes.
I know I'm going to need your presence in this session. Please speak through me to this person, because I know that my mm-hmm. own wisdom is not going to be sufficient. This
right.
person is hurting so much. Lord, just will you please take over?
Yeah.
And so in that, I am a Christian. And when mm-hmm. he's talking to me, I'm letting him lead where we go.
Yeah.
And then I do have clients who are very devout and devoted. And mm-hmm. when they bring up the Lord, I'll say, oh, yeah. And or I have a child who her family member is big in one of our churches.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll say, well, remember that part of the Bible when
uh-huh.
this
yes.
happened? And she'll say, oh, yeah. And I'll say, well, that kind of applies now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll kind of talk about it. But that's because she is has been in ministry her whole life.
And right. And
she
so
gets it.
If the client is on the same page as far as Christianity goes, then you can help them make the mm-hmm. Bible just come to life right before them. You know, the application of
yeah.
you know, the
mm-hmm.
wisdom and the information, and that can be very useful
mm-hmm.
if it's important to them. Other people are like, I don't even want to hear about any of that. And then legally speaking, being counselors in the state of California, we have to honor that as well.
Right.
So
right.
there's a difference between counseling and converting.
Yes. yeah. Yes. We cannot try to convert
right.
our clients
right.
at all. Hey, guess what, guys? It's almost time for a commercial break. Or it's not almost time. It is time. Do you hear that music? All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your Chico host on for Chico Now every Monday on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and kkxx.net, where you can find our podcast or listen to us live streaming. So if you're at your desk and you have your computer open and the internet, you can put your headphones in. You could sit there and do some accounting while listening to the radio show. I bet you didn't have, you never thought of that, did you? So I'm just saying, you could listen to us all the time. We're on at 12:30, 5 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. You could just listen to it over and over and over. So, and then podcast. Just teasing. So if you missed the first part of this session, you can go back onto kkxx.net and listen to the Chico Now podcast, and you find Helping People, I think is the name of this one, and listen to and catch the part that you missed in the beginning. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, number 1040-1045-66. Sometimes like I forget my number. And I got licensed in January, and I don't really say my number out loud unless I'm on the radio show. But you can find me on the Board of Behavioral Sciences website if I get it wrong. And my co-host is Melinda Haynes. She's also a licensed marriage and family therapist. Number?
102-308.
Okay. And now I can't remember my number. Ah, that's gonna, I have a block. So what did we say we were going to talk about?
We are going to be talking about how the concepts and wisdom of the Bible are actually
psychology.
In psychology. What we call psychology.
I like to think of it the other way around, that what man calls psychology, mm-hmm. we actually find in the Bible.
Yeah. Like,
I think it's so
all of these
wonderful.
Yeah, these theorists and all these like old dead guys that, you know, came up with all these psychological concepts that we learn about in grad school, they
were
like the
wait,
first people
that was in the Bible.
Exactly. They weren't the first people to come up with this concept. Yeah. Like, that's already a thing.
Right. You mean God made that happen.
Right. They just kind of, you know, took the idea and put their name on it and said, hey, this is my theory about either, you know, interactions with family, how we interact with the community, how we feel about ourselves,
mm-hmm.
You know, all these different kinds of things. Healing, all of that is found in the big book, the Bible.
Yeah. So that's, and I think that's really an important thing to understand when you're going to a therapist, when you're looking for someone and mm-hmm. You ask what their faith is.
Yeah.
Because we notice that when we are in school, like, oh, hey, this is a concept in the Bible, or oh, hey. And so we're able to keep that dual-mindedness
mm-hmm.
rather
yes.
than giving all of the credit to God, to Freud.
Right.
And now what else did Freud say about uh-huh. that? And now what else did Carl Jung say about that? But it's like, oh, hey, Freud, some of that is right. A lot of that is weird.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
We're going to take the nuggets
yeah.
that line up with our spiritual beliefs.
Yep.
And maybe pass some of that back because
yeah.
he was human and didn't always yeah. get everything right.
Yeah, but even like if you just look at something like the law, the law of cause and effect,
mm-hmm.
right? So you reap what you sow.
Right.
Okay, so God gave us that law. You know, if you mm-hmm. if you sow seeds that have to do with the flesh,
mm-hmm.
you're going to reap a bunch of destruction,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's the same kind of thing in counseling. Like, what are we paying attention to? I think one of the concepts that I remember learning is, like, feeding the good dog and feeding the bad dog.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. There's that. Like, everyone has two dogs in them. One is
yeah.
Anger, jealousy, bitterness, and mm-hmm. the other one is peacefulness, justice, joy, mercy. And whichever you have enough food to feed one, whichever
yeah.
one you feed grows, the other one dies.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a different way of saying what God already told us.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, if it, like those things, those
or,
pleasant things are fruits of the spirit.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so what are we paying attention to in life? Are we looking at the things of the flesh, the problems, mm-hmm. the I don't like the way that person interacts with me here, or I don't like this person at work? Are we focusing on things of the spirit? Things
mm-hmm.
of God, things that are going to be eternal.
Right.
And that's what we're going to manifest.
Yes.
spirit.
And how? What are we investing in? Mm-hmm. I think about that parable with the. I always say they're tenants, but they're. Mm-hmm. Is that what the word?
The
is?
Talents.
Yeah. And the guy who just hid his.
Yeah.
He was actually it was taken away from him mm-hmm. and given to the one who had invested and was wise with his.
Yes.
With it. So we think about, like, even in secular society, like about investing. Mm-hmm. He's even giving us like how to invest our money and how to invest ourself and how to have confidence in ourselves. Mm-hmm. That guy didn't have much confidence. He just hid it under his mattress, basically.
Yeah, confidence in God,
mm-hmm.
that God has given us
that
ability to go out and do the job that he's given us to do. Mm-hmm. So if it's to be a counselor, if it's to help people through struggles,
mm-hmm.
then do that. If mm-hmm. it's something else, then do that. But do it for the glory of God and be confident in what God has given you and what God is doing.
Where he's called you.
Not in our own strength.
Right, yes.
And do we have time to discover self-esteem?
I don't think so. I hear the music.
Let's do that next time because there's a conflict that we need to discuss about self-esteem.
You know what? There is. And I know that is one of your big favorite topics. And I keep meaning to talk to you about that. You mentioned it once in passing and I was like, oh, I need to find out more about that. She seems really passionate. And then I keep forgetting. Okay, guys, next week we're going to talk about self-esteem.
Yay.
And Jesus. We'll see you next week.
Bye.